Okay, great debates. Here we go. Micro debate, 4 minutes on the clock. Steve Healy taking the pro. Listener top, listener Thaddeus P. Thank you, Thaddeus. Healy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, the topic is we don't need the letter K.
Look, this debate is not going to be about whether we like the letter K or whether the letter K adds any value. I like the letter K. It's a cool looking letter. One, I would argue maybe the coolest besides X. It is, I like circle K. I like the word kick.
You just said it's not about whether we like it or not.
I know, I'm just saying, I just wanted
you're just
like,
stalling,
K partisans to know that I care about the letter and I'm not going to attack the letter as no fun. But I am going to say we could easily get by without it. Anywhere there's a K, we could put two C's, and you would understand that that was the K sound, and it would be fine. On we go with life.
Well, I mean, Healy, this is just a classic example of a topic where it sounds fun, and you wanted to argue the pro even before we started, but you know in your heart that, like, it just actually isn't the case that we could do without the letter K. It is a versatile letter, and it does things differently than the letter C does. You could just as easily say, like, we could end words with a C and then a circle with a line through it, and everyone will know that that's the same as the letter K.
But okay,
that's
not the way the English language I thought works. About getting to that. That we could just come up
just
with a new letter.
You, I mean, obviously, because you don't have a case, you spend a lot of your time stalling and just talking about why you like the letter K, which is weird.
Actually,
for the side that you're on.
I was just thinking about how much but I like circle. Okay, and great. I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Right, because you don't have a case, so you're going to talk about a gas station. Some of the other versatile things that the letter K does, baseball, strikeout. You'd put it one way, it means strikeout swinging. Another way,
circle
strikeout looking.
Circle K is not the gas station itself. It's the store attached to the gas station, usually.
Okay, great. Also, the idea that C and K
all you got
is
strikeout, we'll mark it with the S. Sideways S means
I think that our listeners are smart enough to know that in addition, that obviously goes without saying that there are literally thousands, millions, probably hundreds of thousands of words, tens of thousands, I don't know, that have the letter K in them that have been like well thought out and that like already exist in our language and are identifiable as K words. I don't think, I'll take actually the issue that you brought up of like, oh, we could just do CC at the end of the words. But there's something very satisfying actually about words that end with CK. They feel nice and protected and strong. The word check, for example, when you think of it visually, looks so much better CHECK than CHECC.
That's just because you're
it feels gross.
Within 3 months, you'll be used to CC meaning check.
Well,
check.
I guess your argument then is that like we don't need any letters. We could just use wingdings and assign 26 new symbols to be letters. But I don't think our listeners would want that. And I think that like what we do need
it's not about what they want. It's about what they need.
Yes, and the most important thing in language is that you have some things that are stable and permanent, and one of those things is letters.
25 other letters will stay permanent. It'll be fine.
No language in history has been so cavalier as to say we don't need one of these letters. It just doesn't happen. What you do is you come.
I think like, it happens all the time.
Give me an example of a language that has gotten rid of a letter.
Well, I don't have
that. Happens all the time.
I mean, there are definitely in Chinese there are characters
imagine
that have gone extinct.
Imagine the word kite. Spelled with a C. It just doesn't feel right. It's not good.
Kite.
Imagine the word karate spelled with a C or CC at the beginning. It would feel absurd. We need the letter K because of its firmness, because of its strength. Because
something
it
fun
feels
about it might be reminding us of the absurdity of marking, like using markings to symbolize concepts like kite and kitchen. It could be a good, positive thing that would make us think more about language.
But that would,
I don't need to prove that, by the way. All I need to prove is that we don't need K.
Is, your argument has nothing to do with the letter K. It only has to do with, like, oh, it might be fun to mix things up and get rid
of
the letter.
I'm just throwing that out there. I don't need to prove any of that. All I need to prove is we don't need K. And all you're saying is, like, K looks nice. Sure, I agree with you.
I haven't said that once.
It protects the end of words, okay?
You're the one who said that K looks nice. You said it looks like X, which I think is a good point. I think we need K because it's a better letter than C.
Medina, what do you think?
I've had this phone for I don't know how long. I still don't know how to turn the timer off.
Yeah,
I
mean, you'll never get used to a thing like
this
that.
Point,
it's
think.
Just what you just swipe up. But I guess I want to fight it. Why do you have to swipe up on that little
I don't
thing?
Know.
Why can't I just
it should be
push
the easiest
button
thing in the world to shut up
on the timer? I don't know, guys, about that one.
What
did it, I mean? Did you? I feel like neither guy did his job really very well.
Disagree. Maybe. I felt that I ran circles around Dave. He had a it was easy to prove that you need K.
You talked about a gas station store for 2 minutes.
You led me. I mean, that's bad debating
you
by you.
You got the opening statement. I didn't
as far
you.
As I can tell, Steve, you just said that two C's and we're done.
Yeah.
And so that was one point that you made that said we didn't need the letter K.
Yeah.
And then, Dave, you kind of said it would be difficult to unravel this and a pain in the ass, but like I didn't feel like that was very compelling either.
I think we can say that we shouldn't get rid of the letter K.
I was just going to say the opposite. I was going to say the total opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's the... Of course, we could. We don't need the letter K.
If any listeners out there know of languages that have dropped
right.
letters...
I'm sure they have.
We'd love to hear about that.
I would imagine that it happens like over time, but is there an example of like... The king of a country saying,
declares,
like, there's no more circle with a squiggle through it.
Well, I think, like, you know, sometimes, like, for instance, when, like, you know, they finally got around to, like, standardizing French or Chinese or whatever, there was probably, like,
a council
down
of,
in, like, Languedoc, right. they're using, like, this weird squiggly thing. Forget about that.
In both of our minds, the only example of a hypothetical letter we can come up with is squiggly.
Hey, now, Arabic, all the letters are just squiggly things.
That's true.
I'd love to know what their letter thing is all about.
There's got to be some lines in there and some dots.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we're in host offended chat. Enough people.
We're big time in host chat.
We're in host chat. I want to say quickly, we have a guest in the studio, a silent guest, but an important guest. His name is Cliff Bailey. He's a friend of mine. I play poker with him. He's an incredible artist. And he asked if he could just sit here and sketch us while we're debating. And I think eventually we'll get... If he is nice enough to share his drawings with us, we'll post them on Instagram or something.
Yeah, that would be great.
If you want to see his art, he is a truly accomplished and incredible painter and artist. CliffordBailey.com is where you can check out his art. And we'll
how
check
is,
in on that later, I
how
guess.
Is he at poker?
Cliff is a great player. I would say he's tight strong.
Strengths,
he doesn't get in a ton of hands.
Right.
But he also doesn't get shoved around.
Right.
If Cliff is betting, you know he's got something.
What would you say are his shortcomings as a poker player?
I would say that he might want to see some more flops. He might want to mix it up a little more.
Okay.
And if Cliff is nodding and laughing, I think he knows I'm right.
What do you think are your shortcomings as a poker player?
Too many flops.
Maybe I might play a little too loose. And then I think, I don't know. I mean... There
do
are
you,
times when I'm
do you
when
think
I,
you chase a bad bet too often, or do you,
I know? Think I actually maybe should chase more.
Chase
sometimes,
more.
Like yeah. I tend to not chase straights and flushes and stuff. Mm. You know what? Look, guys, we're not here to talk about poker.
We are. We're in host chat.
Oh yeah.
Oh, but this host chat actually has an agenda. I'd like to play a popular host chat game.
It's
that
been a while.
It's been quite a while. This game is called Defending Your Like.
Oh, Defending Your Like is one of my favorite games.
Is
Defending
like,
My Like
likes,
your like my favorite like, game, or
I don't know.
Is it my favorite name for a game?
I don't know.
It's one of the few games that has a good name and is also good.
So the way this works is I look at Dave and Dan's Twitter likes and just what's up? Why did you like this? What's going
right.
on?
And
do we get to follow along? So because I like so few things I just tend not to remember.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Follow along. Get your phones out.
Yeah.
I've also gone through Healy's history and I'm going to ask him defend a like or two.
Okay. Now, Dan, see, most of your likes are... It's tough to play this game because most of the likes are just like innocuous or every once in a while, like they're just decent jokes or something. But every once in a while, there's just like, what's going on here? Dave, Dan, you liked Steve Luckner.
Oh, God.
Who's a friend and associate of ours.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who's become a sort of, I don't want to call him right wing, but...
We're not sure what...
His what take is usually anti-media.
Okay. He works for Right Side Broadcasting.
Right Side Broadcasting. Yeah, check him out on YouTube. I'd love to have him on The Great Debates. He's got an insane debating mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he tweeted Fox, like he's attributing this to Fox. So Fox, Comey will not be appearing and speaking at DGA event in LA as scheduled. Dan throws a like on that.
No idea.
What?
No idea. Again,
happening?
I knew this would happen when we played. No recollection of this. It's as likely that I just accidentally liked it as that I... What? I can't even find this tweet. What was the date?
I don't know. I don't have the dates handy.
defending your like.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, yeah, please. Make me defend a like.
I'm going to make you defend a like here that was a very popular tweet. No, I think... no. I think, if anything, I'm going to have to defend
the like accusation.
Yes.
Okay.
So, a guy named Brian Garr tweeted something.
Brian Garr is a comedian, Texan,
great,
Austin-based comedian,
okay,
who I think is very funny.
Yeah, he is definitely funny. Here's what he tweeted on June 19th.
Okay.
Jared Kushner looks like one of the students who didn't stand on their desk at the end of Dead Poets Society.
I thought that was well observed.
Okay, now you and 35,000 other people to date have liked that, and it's got 9,000 retweets.
Okay.
I don't think you should have liked this for two reasons.
Okay.
One, I've sort of been on record about this before. I don't think that it is healthy or defensible or ethical to make fun of these people for their appearances.
I agree with you in principle, but that is like, we're not making fun of Jared Kushner for being ugly or something. We're making fun of him for the look of the characters in that scene in Dead Poets Society is like, they're not brave enough to stand up for Mr. Keating, and they look kind of like weaselly. It's casting of rich jerks.
Okay, so that brings me to my second point.
Yeah,
the kids who didn't stand on their desks,
yes,
look much less like Jared Kushner than the kids who did. Ethan Hawke, Robert Sean Leonard bear much more of a resemblance to Jared Kushner than the redhead kid with glasses who's got the sniffles and the other kids who put their head down and were ashamed to stand on their desks.
Cool point. I think you're taking it a little bit too literally. I think the looks like, if I were editing Brian Garr's tweet, I'd maybe say like, Jared Kushner is like one of the kids who doesn't. That's the kind of, if Jared Kushner were in Dead Poets Society, he would be one of the kids who doesn't stand up. So it's not a perfect tweet, maybe.
I think even that is wrong, because Jared Kushner is a guy who has done nothing but shown, like, I'm not saying that he would have followed Mr. Keating, he would have stood on his desk because he was like correct or because he's like ethically strong or something, but if he's clearly a guy who just like goes, well, I guess you could argue that the new principal was the guy in charge, but Mr. Keating was like his father or Trump, like a strong figure who was impressionable on him, and I feel like he would have looked around and seen the other kids getting on the desk and would have done the same, because he just does with whatever, like,
I don't think so. I think
maybe I don't believe that.
I think also Garr is maybe conflating a little bit. There is a kid who like advises the Dead Poets Society. First of all, like the plot of Dead Poets Society, if you really start to pick it apart,
yeah,
it's very weird.
Why?
And like, because it's like the stakes are really tiny, and like what's going on is meaningless. But there's a kid who basically,
man's career is at stake here, and a guy kills himself. What are you talking about?
Well, why did he kill himself?
Because how much bigger stakes do you need?
Because there's a point where the kids are like talking about whether to stick up for Mr. Keating or not. And this redheaded little weaselly kid goes like, schools go down because of stuff like this.
Yes, a kid,
like,
who looks nothing like Jared Kushner.
Totally true.
Yes.
But that he is presented as a sort of like, he's advising other kids, like, don't ruin your chances at going to a good college.
Right.
Don't get involved in this thing.
Right.
And the Kushner attitude of like taking care of yourself at all times, not getting involved in anything that's like you would stand on a principle that might cause you some sacrifice or something.
I mean, we know nothing about Jared Kushner's actual principles.
I disagree. That's not true. We know many people who know Jared Kushner, and universally he's a renowned piece of shit.
Okay. All right. So basically you're saying the tweet should have just been like, Jared Kushner is a piece of shit, like the kids in Dead Poets Society who don't stand up on their desk.
Yeah, but that's not like as funny or cool.
I know,
as
it's also
picturing Jared.
The problem is it's more correct.
In your mind's eye of that scene, it's very easy to slot Jared Kushner into the scene, I found it was a powerful visual image Brian Garr created for me. So I took the time to move my finger like a millimeter over and hit the little heart button.
Right.
That's my defense of my like.
Okay. Well, I think that's a reasonable defense.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep playing, because this is obviously really fun and profitable. So, Dave.
Yeah.
Chuck Woolery. Uh-huh. Doesn't like Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a hate like, obviously. It's
Well, or but whatever. Actually, yeah. You liked someone named Jasmine Savoy Brown.
Oh, yeah. She's an actress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she retorts to Chuck. Chuck Woolery says, I didn't like Wonder Woman. Basically, I expected to be entertained. Instead, I was lectured for $20, Men Evil.
Do you follow Chuck Woolery?
No.
Should I follow Chuck Woolery?
No.
Okay.
Great. That's sort of what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Jasmine Savoy Brown retorts, did you even see the movie? Her entire team of badass helper fighters were beautiful, good men. Women good, men good, you annoying.
Yeah.
Slam on Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
What? Who cares? What? Why are you expressing any opinion at all about somebody criticizing game show host Chuck Woolery's dumb opinion about Wonder Woman?
Well, I wasn't.
Who cares?
I wasn't expressing the opinion. Jasmine was. Jasmine is an actress on Love, and she's a.
Like, oh, gotcha. So she's a coworker.
She's a coworker and a smart.
So you
kind of
have to throw her the likes.
No, I didn't have to at all. In fact, I don't even. I just thought, like, oh, that was a good point that was made about Wonder Woman that I hadn't seen before, which is that, like, it actually made me think, like, is the movie not feminist enough? Mm. She, like, what to me she was saying was, like, are you an idiot? The movie isn't, like, a team of women defeating
the world.
That she, if anything, like, the message of the movie was, like, women can't do this alone. They need a team of male helpers, which like, oh, yeah, why? It kind of almost, I think that's part of the reason that I liked it.
Good defense of your like. One more for you.
Okay.
I agree with that like now.
Thank you.
That's good.
Kenny Mayne.
Kenny Mayne. I love Kenny Mayne.
He just posted a photo, a beautiful photo of some mountains by the water, Olympics, presumably the Olympic mountains in Washington.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Like that.
I like people who use Twitter as a visual medium as well, and I don't think there's enough pictures on there.
All
it's
right.
a great way to see pictures very quickly.
Yeah.
I happen to like Kenny Mayne. I like people who stick up
Who is Kenny Mayne? I don't
Kenny
know
Mayne is a... He works for ESPN, but he... When I was, like, growing up, was one of the legends of SportsCenter. I mean, he was on almost every night. Very, very dry sense of humor.
Okay.
Also had a web series that featured, I believe, Aubrey Plaza and Alison Becker and other... It was, like, a really funny Main Street, I think it was called. I could be wrong about who was in it.
I would... the photo itself is centered... Like, the horizon is the middle of the photo.
I'm not... I would say I was more into because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I was more into the idea of the photo than
of this
photo
guy's
itself.
Just enjoying the countryside or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Can I got
please.
One that I'd like to I'd love for you to defend.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out the whole I'm trying to take a quick look
okay. at the context.
I was right no at the cast of Main Street and I was right that there the cast of Main Street I mean this is crazy.
Wait, the cast of what?
Main Street was the web series that Kenny Mayne had in 2008.
Okay.
Kenny Mayne, John Glazer, Alison Becker, Ben Schwartz, Aubrey Plaza, John Mulaney.
Cool.
It's crazy. Okay. Defend this like Keely.
Uh-oh. Is it the Pope?
It's No, I thought about that and decided against it. Okay. Laura, is it Ingram or Ingraham? Ingram.
Yeah, Laura Ingram.
Uh-oh. Okay. She tweeted, nothing on TV compares to this today, and it's an image of Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you liked that.
Yeah. That was basically a like, what are you talking about? Hate like, not a hate like exactly, but just like, the fuck are you talking about? Two old crotchety white men wearing stupid costumes? Like, TV's so much better now.
I basically wanted to confirm that you liked that ironically.
What is the meaning of liked? I liked it, you know? Like, to say whether it's ironic or not is unclear.
But you didn't stand behind
her. I liked
her.
That there's somebody out there in the world who's such a space cadet or putting on such a weird persona that she truly thinks TV is not as good as it was when it was Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
That's okay.
it's also like an unusually cornball photo of them. They're not
it's
doing anything
funny.
It's
a weird picture because Johnny is in a cap and gown.
Yeah. Yeah.
At first glance, it looks like Karnak, but it's not.
Yes.
It's like, what? This is. I don't even know what the bit is.
Not a famous bit or anything.
Right. Okay. Well, I'd say likes well defended.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm okay with all of them.
Yeah.
As usual, the moral of the story is like what you want to like.
Whatever you want.
Like, fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be free with your likes. They cost you nothing.
Right.
They might make somebody's day.
Keep your likes close and your retweets close.
Do you ever feel like how stupid it is if you're scrolling down Instagram and you're like,
not going to. That's dumb. That's a dumb deliberation.
whether or not to like something?
Yeah.
You think you should just like everything?
Well, I think that you want to make sure your likes have some value.
The only do way to, you? Well, really? Are you prepared to defend that statement?
Yeah, I kind of do, because I want you to know, if you post something really great, I want you to know that I really did enjoy seeing this photo. Thank you for posting this cute photo of your kid or something.
As opposed to just like, thank you for continuing to operate as a human being and posting Instagram.
Right, if I just like everything, then it would be meaningless, but there's still a retained value where I can be like, that is nice. Good for you, and it's a little shout to them across the.
I will say that sometimes I post on Instagram and I'm hoping for likes from certain people.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Like, I think if I get this guy to like this one, then I know I did it right. He doesn't like all my stuff, but
for sure. The language of likes.
And I can't wait till we turn the mics off and you tell us who that person is. I got some guesses, but I want
to
know.
We have to debate fast, or this episode is going to be not enough debates.
We're almost. We got time for like a quick one.
Yeah, okay, I've got a top.
Okay.
We could loosely credit Great Debate's guest, Dave Mandel, with this top.
Yeah, he ended up soliciting this topic when he was a visitor, but we're going to debate it.
It came from a listener, right?
We're going to debate it without
him. Okay, cool.
Or is this a listener top?
I think a
listener sent us this topic with the intention of debating with Mandel, who wrote for Seinfeld, which will become relevant.
Gotcha. Listener Jonathan Z.
There we go. Cool.
Has submitted this top, which we didn't get to do when Mandel was here, but the guys want to do it, so here we go. Okay. Steve Healy taking the pro, I believe.
Sure.
The topic is, a Newman spinoff totally could have worked.
Ooh, I don't like that word totally in there. I'm going to edit the top to, a Newman spinoff could have worked.
Okay, wow.
No, I'll take it. Okay. Fine. It totally could have worked. Yeah, of course. I think that Newman obviously was not a huge character on Seinfeld, and he was kind of like, because he was playing the villain, you know, and the foil, he's a somewhat limited character. He's fairly cartoonish. But I think there's definitely a Newman, like, knowing the life of Newman would be great. He works at the post office, which is interesting. The Newman episodes of Seinfeld are standout great ones. Newman comes up with amazing schemes. Obviously, Wayne Knight is a terrific actor. I think the key to doing the Newman spinoff would have been to do it like Frasier, where, you know, you could watch Frasier and not even really know it's a Cheers spinoff. It's not really of a piece with Cheers, but they've taken this interesting character and just wildly opened up his world. He's got a brother, he has a father, he has a psychic housekeeper, he has Roz, he has a nanny, he has a son who appears from time to time. That is, do that to Newman, and I think you got a hit on your hands.
This is like the craziest thing that's ever happened, that you think you had this incredible novel idea that, like, if they were going to spin it off, what they should do is emulate the most successful spin-off of all time. All spin-offs do that.
I just mean, I don't think that's true. I think a lot of spin-offs make a mistake of keeping the tone the same as the original show, and it's just
That's very different than what you said earlier. What you said was like, we make a create a new world, and where he has you get to see a different life than the one he lived in Seinfeld.
Well,
he didn't say anything about the tone.
Not at all. I think it's expanding the world. Like, it's not of a piece with Seinfeld necessarily.
Here's the problem with a Newman spinoff, which is. The problem is that he's not a good central character. Newman succeeds because he's a villain, because he's relatively one or maybe two-dimensional. The Newman episodes are great, but they're not as good as the real classic Seinfeld episodes, like The Contest or Parking Lot or any of those. Newman actually doesn't appear in the ones that I believe are considered the all-time greats. Some Newman scenes are very good. He's a funny foil for Seinfeld.
Newman and Kramer use the mail truck to do the bottle deposits in Michigan. That's an all-time great episode.
But it's like a B or C story. I mean, you're proving the point. All like
that's
the
a best, two-parter
you just
episode.
Said that the best Newman episode is one where he's not even with the main character of the show. He's not even with Kramer. Like,
so what?
So how is he going to be the main character of his own show?
He and Kramer are the main character of a... Maybe it's the B story, but it's a lot of airtime.
Well, first of all, if you get Kramer on the Newman show, then it's not a Newman spin. spinoff. It's a Newman and Kramer spinoff.
I don't think you need Kramer. I think we're my pitch, if I have to pitch it, I have to come up with the show in the next 10 seconds and pitch it. It's Newman at the post office. It's a workplace comedy set at the post office. Okay, the other people at the post office are totally, you know, they're wild in different ways.
Wherever you
it's
put
an interesting,
Newman.
Fun cast of characters. Newman is constantly, you know, as you remember, Newman was always trying to get transferred to Hawaii or whatever, Florida.
But this is basically
ongoing. It's not going to be as great as Seinfeld, but is it going to be a very solid, reliable sitcom that will run for 5 seasons? I think so.
That's, I mean, if you could go back in time,
yeah,
and say, we've got a Newman spinoff and a Joey spinoff, what do you think is going to be, how long are these going to run? You would certainly think that the Joey one would run a hell of a lot longer than the Newman one, and the Joey one only ran for 2 seasons.
You can botch a spinoff. That doesn't prove anything.
But like, the people who made,
if anything, all that proves is that like the characters you think are going to be great for spinoffs are not necessarily the ones who are.
What it proves,
Newman,
is that
the smaller character could have been way more compelling than Joey.
That's what people said about. That's actually at the time what people said about Joey getting spun off. They were like, "This isn't the first thing. This isn't the first character that people would have chosen." But if you think about it, it actually makes sense. Joey's more spin-offable. And the larger point here is that spinoffs are very, very difficult, and most spinoffs fail.
Most everything fails. Doesn't matter.
Great. Another point in my favor is that most everything fails. Most TV shows don't
work. We're talking about could have. Do we have the basic building blocks? Yes. A funny character, terrific actor, rich world.
That's fine.
Build on that.
You can only win this debate then if, in the sense that like anything could work. Any TV show could possibly work.
I think I've created a plausible roadmap to a Newman spinoff being successful.
The spinoff is going to suffer because Newman is the anchor of a workplace comedy. Once you put that on its feet, it is going to fail. Newman is not a likable enough central character. Even if you make it an ensemble comedy like a news radio, can you imagine like Wayne Knight as the center replacing Dave Foley or something? It falls apart. No disrespect to Wayne Knight, but he doesn't have the like central character qualities that you need from someone in a comedy. Compare him. Who is he most similar to in the history of like successful comedy? Spinoffs or not?
Who is Wayne Knight most similar to? I don't know. Fatty Arbuckle. He's like a kind of funny, compelling, chubby.
No, I'm sorry. Not Wayne Knight. Newman.
Oh, who is Newman most like? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I certainly not the
Sui
star
generous.
Of.
That's what's cool about Newman. Unique. Look, I'm going to make my closing statement here.
Yeah, okay.
Wayne Knight's a terrific actor. I don't think he ever really got his due. I think Newman was it wasn't
he
his
didn't
job.
Get his
it
due?
Wasn't his.
He's the luckiest stop. Man it in Hollywood his, history.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
Think of he should have been a big star in the great 90s sitcom days. There's no reason the Wayne Knight Show couldn't have been a huge blockbuster hit that had a billboard on Sunset Boulevard. He had the chops. He had a couple cool roles. I don't think he's unsatisfied with his career. But if I were pitching to Wayne Knight, I would say, listen, buddy, there's so much more you have to give. There's so much more comedy there. We can build a world around the post office, around your diabolicalness, around your craftiness, around the kinds of people who would be attracted to Newman. And that is going to be a great show. It wasn't his job to steal Seinfeld, and he played it a little bit cartoonishly. But that doesn't mean that the character is can't be stretched and expanded to fill a sitcom.
I'm only going to say, I have basically made my argument, but I just want to say that just first, I don't know why you've like, what's it called? Like Wayne Knight has suddenly become a saint of comedy in your mind. I'm not saying he's bad, but I actually think compared to other people of contemporaries of his, Josh Mostel, John Panette, they come to mind, large comedians of the era. I actually think Josh Mostel would have been a better
Drew
Newman
Carey.
Than Wayne Knight. What?
Drew Carey.
He's
a Wayne Knighty kind of guy.
Oh, I think I think those other guys I mentioned would have been like funnier than Wayne Knight. But I'm just saying, like, the guy didn't have what it takes to be the center of a sitcom. And in terms of like whether or not Wayne Knight has done Hollywood has done well by Hollywood by what am I trying to say? The guy was in fucking Jurassic Park. He hit the jackpot. Like, it's not like we owe the guy anything else. I don't know why you're suddenly on the Wayne Knight didn't get his due campaign.
He's in Jurassic Park. He's in this big, huge movie. He steals the show. He's one of the best parts of Jurassic Park. Let's see more of him.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm done too. I mean, I could keep going, but I'm done. Dean, talk to
us. Are you sure you're done, guys?
think so. I don't know. I think I'm out of things to say about Wayne Knight and Newman.
To me, what was left on the table here is that in the show that Newman comes from, Seinfeld, the central character is probably the worst like actor and comedic player in the whole ensemble, right? And so you take one of the stronger guys and just do the same level of writing around him, and you've probably got a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what they thought about the Michael Richards show. Do you remember that? That huge success?
It didn't work out. I think, in part, the stories I've heard about that show, some of the problems was that Michael Richards, as we've seen later, maybe had a difficult time being a professional.
What do you know about Wayne Knight's professionalism?
I just know he's
somehow attached to him being like number one on the call sheet. He's going to be rock solid every day.
I mean, I know that he wasn't videotaped saying racist slurs as
that
he had a breakdown.
Years after the Michael Richards show.
I know, but I think you can see that a guy like that, it might be difficult to have be the star of a show.
I actually think the way to do a Newman spinoff would have been an animated show.
Okay, I love that.
Animated Newman. That's a cool idea.
That's better than anything you pitched.
Whoa.
What if we worked at a post office? People love post office comedies.
This is not in the spirit of the Great Debates, and I'm disappointed in you.
It's not? To shoot each other's ideas down?
Not to be a jerk after we're done. Now's the time of, you know, coming together.
Okay, I love you, Healy. I if you had written the Newman spinoff in a post office, I would have watched it.
I mean,
it would have been fun.
I actually don't think animated is the way to go, because seeing Wayne Knight is so fun.
He's good. He's got a great face.
Interesting.
Wow. I'm thinking about him like breaking his glasses and crashing in Jurassic Park. It's just
do that every
great
week.
Moments.
I would watch that every week for sure.
He's good.
He's always robbing the post office.
I want to know more about
he's stealing
his
people's
world.
Packages.
He's robbing.
It's Christmas and he's trying to take the week off. All the other postmen are like, you can't take Christmas week off.
It's sounding better. It's getting better. Who else you got on the show?
Wendy Malick.
What does she do?
She's his boss.
Yeah.
And he's terrified of her.
Do you
obviously.
Think maybe she's tough as nails?
She's tough as nails, yeah. But okay. She has a like softer side. One time they go out, she
I like that episode.
Ends up, he goes out like getting that. Margaritas with her, which is her like Friday night drink. And she's so mad that he's going to intrude on Friday night margaritas, which is such a big deal to her. And she has her cool friends. But actually, he kind of impresses her cool friends somehow. And she's kind of gets new respect for him.
Right. They're disarmed because they think he's not eligible.
Yeah.
You have to be honest with us. Have you written some specs for Newman's spinoff?
I am kind of stunned by my own. In the course of these debates, maybe this is how we should come up with shows.
A better version of this debate was both of you arguing the pro and actually pitching.
Yes! Who plays his brother?
Oh, that's a really good one, because you want somebody who looks kind of like Wayne Knight, but not quite.
But it could be funny if it's a handsome guy.
You're really good at casting. Who do you think it should be?
Well, my first instinct was like, would it be funny if like Steven Weber or something was his brother? Like someone
that could
who,
be cool.
And it's sort of a twin situation.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly
he's like
how
a,
that happened.
He's a mailman like in Alaska. He's a really hero mailman.
No, he's not a mailman.
Oh, no, he's the mail. You know how the mail...
He owns the post office.
The mail
office.
Has their own like security
he
service.
Owns the post
you know how the post office has like the postal police? That's Steven Weber, and he's really sexy, and he's always busting people.
He's the chief of the postal police.
I know, he's like an undercover guy.
Okay. He's an undercover postal police officer.
Yes.
All right, that
on
works.
The Wayne Knight Show.
Love interest.
Love interest is going to be like... Oh, I mean, actually, if you could have gotten who was it who played Daphne on Frasier? Like,
oh,
somebody like
that's
that.
What I was thinking. Yeah. Just
well,
she
sure.
would be great. At
yeah,
that.
Who's
well,
that actress?
Queen of the spinoff love interest.
Yeah, she would have been great.
Or could have been a dude. I mean, that'd be cool. We could have had
Newman
a
Gay.
Newman Gay Newman. I mean, Gay Newman. Pretty good
gay.
Title for a show.
Great
gay
show.
Maybe
Newman.
Offensive. I don't know.
Suddenly
but.
You're like, wow. You're thinking about all the schemes in a whole new way.
Gay Newman. Healy, we're, what, 2 degrees away from Seinfeld and Larry David. Do we call them up? Do we pitch him Gay Newman? Do we ask if... Do you
we
want to be
we
names
get,
on this project?
We could get the words Gay Newman in front of Larry David and just see
see how quickly he kicks us.
Yeah,
out,
I mean, I don't
want to
be there physically.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, look, Newman. It's Wayne Knight and Chai McBride living together. You would want to watch that.
I'm sorry, Chai McBride.
Chai McBride, isn't that his name?
The guy from Rock.
Yeah, okay. Or whatever he's from. I don't know, Boston.
Is
something?
That Rock or am
no,
I getting confused?
Not Rock.
Who is Rock?
This is slipping away.
Okay,
quickly.
Guys, I think that was a lot of fun.
Good.
So, fun summertime ep.
Yeah, tweet us your casting suggestions for...
For Gay Newman. For
Newman or Gay Newman.
Yes, and any Newman, Gay Newman ideas are welcome in the inbox. Tops, as you can tell, we rely on our listeners for our tops.
Yeah, we really do. And we're hoping that you had a great long June, that you're enjoying the rest of the summer. I can't wait to see you all next week on The Great Debates.
The Great Debates is produced by Mark Caracello. The theme song was composed by Christopher Knight. The debaters are Steve Healy and Dave King, and the podcast is moderated by Dan Medina.